Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Diocese of Las Cruces Bishop Oscar Cantu and Las Cruces City Councilor Olga Pedrosa to talk to us about a community forum on immigration policies. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. Olga, I understand this is something that you did about 5 years ago. How did this come about this time?
Thank you very much. Yes, you're absolutely right. We did this 5 years ago. But this year, it was from Mayor Miyagashima. He was contacted by the city attorney from the city of New York, and he was asked whether he could sign on to as an amicus to a brief that was being filed in the Supreme Court. Because of scheduling and timing and the city council's decisions about, oh, we have to have such and such a thing before we can do such and such, we never actually were able to sign on. So I asked the mayor, would it be all right to do something different? And he says, yes, go ahead. So I decided to try to do another forum, such as we had 5 years ago, just to bring it up to date on what the law is and what changes have been, in particular because the one from New York was going to address the fact that the initiatives of President Obama, the DACA and the DAPA, and that stands for Delayed Action for Childhood Arrivals, and Delayed Actions for Parents of American Children, I believe, were being challenged. And in fact, they were challenged and they were thrown out. And then the Supreme Court, on a 4-4 decision, was unable to reverse that.
Well, let's talk about where the forum is going to be on Thursday, September the 29th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Las Cruces City Council Chamber. And Bishop, you're not going to be able to attend, but you're going to tell us about some of the different morality views mm-hmm. that there are now on immigration policies.
Sure. That, you know, I get the question often, why does the church speak on political issues? We should remain silent on these issues that are political. They are political, but they also have moral implications. And our competency as church leaders is that of faith and morals. So we're not speaking to the faith issue. We're speaking to the morality issue. So that's why I want to clarify, first of all, that we do have some competency in the area because it involves families. It involves rights and responsibilities. And so we speak to it from that angle.
There was a shelter last year when there were all of the undocumented children that came in from Central America. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and how it helped the community?
Sure. It was just a tremendous outpouring on behalf of the community. We were asked by ICE to have a temporary shelter for these migrants, refugees from Central America, who had been processed by the Border Patrol and had been processed by ICE and were being released on their own recognizance until such time as they had a court hearing. And so all of these people that were released to us for a temporary shelter had family in the United States. So they were on their way to their family to stay with them until their court setting. And so we sheltered them for an average of about 24 hours. The most was 48 hours. And so we gave them a hot meal. We gave them a place to stay. We gave them a place to shower, to clean up, some fresh clothes, some hospitality. So it was just a reminder to these refugees who were fleeing some of the most violent parts of the world. And these women and children who had encountered horrible experiences on their journey here, some humanity, a reminder that in spite of the legal issues that they have encountered, that they are still human beings and that we recognize their humanity and to treat them as such.
And why was this so important to our community?
Well, you know, it's a reminder that we as citizens of the United States, we have rights and responsibilities. We have certainly responsibilities to our citizens, but we're also members of a world community. We share the same earth that God has given to us, that the Creator gave to us. And we inhabit the same hemisphere. And these are our neighbors, as the scripture would tell us. And so we have some responsibilities to them. Certainly, we have a right as a sovereign country to control our borders. And so certainly the church upholds that right of our government to be able to control our borders. So we don't believe in open borders in that sense. But we do believe in a humanity and taking some responsibility for the troubles of this hemisphere. And some of which we are, quite frankly, complicit in, and particularly in the purchase of, we are the largest purchaser of drugs that come into the country, and we have exported the arms that have killed hundreds and thousands of people in Mexico and Central America. So we are part of the problem, and so it's important that we take our responsibility to be part of the solution as well.
And Olga, there are other community leaders who will be participating. Can you talk to us about who else will be participating?
Absolutely. Let me just tell you first that we have divided it up into about four different aspects of the question that we're going to be dealing with. One of the aspects of this is, of course, the religious moral issues. And we have some very respected Justice Bishop Cantu is leaders in the community, but they are from different faiths, and we've asked them to come and from each point of view give us their opinions.
And who will that be?
That will be Pastor Jared Carson from the Peace Lutheran Church, Rabbi Larry Carroll from Temple Beth El, and Bishop Ramirez, who is a Bishop Emeritus right now in Las Cruces.
And all other community leaders that you'll be participating?
So the three that I have mentioned before will be taking into account the morality of the law and why it is important that our laws be moral. Then there is also going to be one aspect that's going to deal with testimonials. And this is the most difficult one. It will be given by a couple of very brave young men who will not be identified by name, who will say, I am here illegally, and these are the effects that I have felt in myself. Those testimonials will open and close the forum. Then there will be a legal panel. The legal panel will be chaired by Peter Osorio, who is a retired U.S. attorney, and they will include Callie Burnham, who is a retired U.S. attorney, Anna Hay, who works for Catholic Charities and is also an immigration lawyer, and Nancy Oretsky, who is a professor at NMSU and also an attorney who does a lot of work with immigration. We will also have a panel on what we consider the causes of migrations, and we consider those causes to be economic and violence.
Now, we are just 45 miles from the border. And to have a wall, what economic effects would there be to this community, Bishop?
Well, I just came back from a gathering that I attend twice a year, and we call it the border bishops, bishops from the U.S. side and from the Mexican side of the border. And the reason that we gather twice a year is to share ideas and common practices and information, because we deal with the same families that come and go. They have cousins on the other side of the border. Maybe they live in Juarez and they work in El Paso, or they live in Juarez and go to school in El Paso or in other parts, or maybe they do migrant work, temporary work in our fields that helps to feed our families and so on. So there is give and take. There's not a solid us and them. Many times when we look across the border, them is also part of us. And so so that's part of the reality that a wall does not always take into consideration.
Well, this was part of Mexico many years ago, wasn't it?
And I think that it's really, really very important not to whitewash history. I think that we have to keep it alive. Let our children know that many of their parents and grandparents lived here long before it was part of the United States. Not in any mean way, not in any rebellious way, but simply to acknowledge history. And that a lot of times gets whitewashed. There's just one other thing I wanted to, and that is that sometimes the children and the families nowadays end up in detention centers. And some of these detention centers are for profit, so that the immigration is kind of like encouraged to divert more and more people to those for-profit detention centers. And I think that if there's anything immoral, that part of it is certainly immoral.
Well, is this something people are aware of?
Well, not commonly aware, but certainly Olga and I have been very aware of this, and it's a very unfortunate practice, and I'm happy to see that, particularly in detention centers, that they've been considered not favorable by the federal government.
Right.
So we're seeing a reversal of that practice, thankfully, because when it was in the interest of a for-profit company to keep the beds full, and so to have people there. I want to say, you know, something about our teachings, our moral teachings about migration. And that is that we believe that people have a right to migrate. But before they even have that right, that they have a right not to migrate. And so there is a square responsibility on the governments of the sending nations, namely in Central America and Mexico, to provide for the families that live in their countries, to provide the sufficient infrastructure and economic model that by which families will be able to support their children and to be able to grow up with some dignity in their lives and jobs to be able to support themselves. Now, there's a lot of complication with this reality. Trade policy that has affected tremendously small farmers that have had to move to the big cities and are not able to find jobs and therefore are simply trying to feed their families. Anybody who's listening to this program wants to be able to have the wherewithal to feed their family. That is a natural instinct and a natural right. And so, therefore, the right to migrate. Obviously, one should respect the sovereign laws of a country. And that's why the Catholic bishops of the United States have been promoting a comprehensive reform of our immigration laws, because they really don't work to serve either our country, our economy, or our immigrants. And so we continue to advocate for a comprehensive reform of our laws, one that acknowledges the needs of our economy, the needs of our country, and the needs particularly of families to remain united. I think, you know, we speak strongly to the family unit as the basic unit of society. And if where the family goes, there goes our society. So if families are broken apart, if they're torn apart by our immigration laws, then so is our society torn apart.
So that's why this is so important then for our community to be aware of all of these immigration policies. And so coming up then, Thursday, September 29th, from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Las Cruces City Council Chamber, Olga, you invite the entire community to attend.
Absolutely. The Catholic Church is doing a lot. We have representatives from the Catholic Charities, from the immigration. We have people from the ACLU. We have people from the League of Women Voters. We have people from any number of other places as well, who are all coming together to plan this and to try to give to the community some very important information that they will be able to use.
Definitely, you're both being a bridge to the community, and that's what this forum will also be, a bridge to the community. I thank you again, Bishop Oscar Cantu and City Councilor Olga Pedrosa.
Thank you.
It's great to be with you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.